The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Thursday morning. It's really nice to have you with us today. I invite your attention to God's Word, Matthew 16, beginning with verse 16. This is a situation, a circumstance, when the Lord was in the northern part of Palestine with his disciples, and here he is at Caesarea Philippi, and he questions them about who people thought he was, and then finally he questioned them personally about who they thought he was. And then Simon Peter makes this great confession, beginning with verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which art in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We're talking about unchanging things in a changing world. The Church of Jesus Christ and its intention and plan was unchangeable, unchanging. Doesn't mean that men are not involved and change cannot come about. But when change comes about, they get away from the church that's in the Bible. Jesus said, Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yes, the Church of Jesus Christ will prevail in the end. And why? Because it's built up on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his eternal truths. Yes, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church has a plan. Even as God told Moses to make all things according to the pattern, he likewise has a plan for his church. And his church is unchanging in his plan, and it's enduring to the end of the ages. Yes, I find such scriptures as the third chapter of Ephesians, verse 21, says, Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I find a wonderful, marvelous scripture in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, verse 22 and 23. He says, But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, and to the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than of Abel. And verse 28, listen to this. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the Lord's church, and the church is unchanging in the plans that God has for it. It's unchanging in reference to its founder, that's Jesus Christ, I will build my church. It's unchanging in reference to its foundation, upon this rock I will build my church, that's Jesus Christ himself. It's unchanging in reference to its creed. The word creed simply means belief. And he says, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's unchanging in reference to its organization. The church is the body of Christ. We find in such scriptures as Colossians 1:18 and other verses. It's the body of Christ, and the body of Christ exists locally, each local autonomous church. And thus, it's unchanging. It's unchanging in its commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news, unto every creature. And its message, consequently, the gospel is unchanging. The word of God is unchanging. And its hope of everlasting life is unchanging. Yes, the plan for the church is unchanging. This is just simply hitting the surface of the things that he has to say here. His plan for the church is unchangeable if we are to be the church of Jesus Christ. He says, The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Thank you for listening today.